on the line.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, guys. How are you?
We are very good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just peachy.
You're about to get kind of busy, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Well, you got some stuff coming up here at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Doing that rock thing?
Oh, please. That's, I don't, you know, I have no idea what that thing is about. I got bamboozled into it a while back, and I really wasn't sure what was, you know, what it was all about, but I figured, well, you know, I'll just go. It was a convention, and it was, you know, not too far from where I live. So I figured, I figured I'd go, and now it's turning into this whole big thing where it's like, they expected me to perform, and I didn't really want to perform. And I don't know,
what the hell are y'all talking about?
RockCon, Night of 100 Stars, or something like that. Is that right, Mel? It's in New Jersey, actually. It's like it's a convention. It'd be something along the lines of. Oh, God, what can I liken it to?
I like the deal they do in Nashville for all the country stars once a year.
Yeah, kind of, but on a much smaller scale, you know, not as extensive as that, and certainly not as many. I think the way they're billing it is, you know, stars, and I hate to even say this, but I think they're billing it as like stars from the past.
Has-been RockCon vision.
Yeah, and you know, I have a problem with that because you know, I don't really like to think of myself as you know, having, you know, but I'd like to think of myself as having more of a future than I do a past. But I guess there's no way getting around it. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to do that in a couple of 2 weeks, I think. I don't know if I'm going to be there for the entire time, or I'm just going to kind of try to make an appearance and then bow out gracefully.
Yeah, it runs the 30th until August 1st, so it's 3 days. And my question was, when were you going to be there? Are you going to be there the last day, or do you know?
I'll be there on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Well, you've definitely convinced me to go because you're so excited about it.
Well, you know, I think I also think, and this is something that I really, you know, I'm not happy about, is that they have like tables set up, and Jesus Christ, I hope the guy who runs it isn't listening. and they have people sitting at tables signing autographs and pictures, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, so it's like
anyway.
You know, they. Excuse me.
You take pictures and sign autographs anyway. Well, you know, just be at a table this time, right? You're good about that.
Yeah, but there's something creepy about that. There's something that reeks of you know, Pete Rose and you know baseball and and that scene in The Wrestler where Mickey Rourke is at the table signing autographs and the other wrestlers are falling asleep and there's like three people there. So I'm just afraid that it's going to be something along those lines, and I'm like, man, I would be just better off staying home.
Well, we can, you know, we've got some listeners out there that live in that area that might just want to go by and say hi to you. So if they want, let me pimp the website for you. It's rockfanfest.com. That's where you can get ticket information and all that. And
okay.
So go by and say hi to Kaz if you get a chance.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if you're in the area, by all means, stop by. I won't have any merchandise out on my table because I don't have any merchandise right now.
Don't
I'm between
ask for an
merch.
A picture at the table.
Yeah, well, I don't even have any pictures, really. I'm
hey,
so bad.
Cruiser Mel, let's not ask Chasm about the September tour.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm on a roll?
Yeah. We want to just... it's all good.
You mean I'm on a tear is what you really
mean. Yeah, you're on a tear. Right? Hey, I know we want to talk about something you got coming up, but Grady's been on hold, and usually when Grady calls, which is rare, it must be something good. So why don't we check in and see what Grady's up to?
Okay.
Right? Grady, right. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I wasn't expecting you to take me this soon. Chasm.
Yes, hi, Grady.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
I just
you?
Wanted to, you know, got that delay here on the phone again, and I'm stepping all over everybody. Sorry about that. I wanted to say, I don't know how many people who are listening tonight are aware, but you did something when you played at the gig at Johnny D's in Somerville that I've never seen you do before, and I believe you said that you had never done it before, and that was that you played a verse and a refrain from a song that you hadn't even finished recording yet.
Well, I hadn't even finished writing it, actually.
Oh. Well,
yeah, I was, yeah, go ahead.
Well, when you do your upcoming solo gig, I was wondering if we might be graced with the entire song then, because I thought that was just it was the high point of the show for me. It was absolutely breathtaking.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, yeah, that will be one of the songs I'll do in my solo show in Akron. It will be one of the hopefully number of songs that I do. I'll have a bunch of stuff. Well, not a bunch, but I'll have some stuff completed by then, and I will be playing some brand new songs at the Akron show.
Great. Well,
yeah,
that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hang up and listen to the rest of your thing here.
Well, thanks, Grady. It's good hearing you, man.
Yeah, talk with you later.
Right. Okay, man. Bye.
Catch you up sometime. Grady, I haven't talked to you forever. I was wondering what happened to you. All right, Grady Moose.
Hi, Grady.
All right, so, Chasm, speaking of the little quick notes, we were laughing talking about this the other day about you in Tampa starting the Seven Rays. Teasing.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Starting, you mean in the at the solo show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a few times that we've done solo show. I mean, we've done Todd shows where, you know, I get the odd bass solo, and if the mood strikes me, I'll start playing, you know, the bass part or the line to the Seven Rays, and you know, inevitably Todd looks over to me and he gives me the don't do that the don't do that look.
Yeah, we're all doing do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I know it gets a rise out of the crowd, so that's why I do it, you know.
Absolutely.
And it gets a rise out of him, so sometimes I do it just to piss him off.
Hopefully he's not listening tonight either.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah, so tell me what's going on with Joplin, Missouri.
Well, as far as I know, you know, I'm really concentrating on a bunch of other stuff right now, but I'm really looking forward to that. It's a charity for what is it a charity for, Mel?
you knew I would know. Yes, thank you very much. It benefits the Animal Adoption and Resource Center in Joplin.
There you go. Yeah. Excuse me.
It's all for your Shorkie.
Yeah, it's for my Shorkie. I want to throw him out of the house right now, actually. Yeah, it's for animal adoption. You know, get people so people will adopt animals so they don't have to euthanize them. And you know, I don't know what the attendance is going to be like. I've never played in Joplin solo. I've never done a solo show in Joplin, so I am looking forward to that. It'll be right on the heels of the Japan tour, so I should be pretty well toasted by then, it should be a fun night. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people there, and I am looking forward to it.
Now, did Mark Wooden put this together?
I believe he did. Yes, he was the one who initially contacted me about it.
Good guy, and I'm glad you're doing it for an animal charity or whatever. I think that's really cool.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm a big animal fan, and you know, anything I can do to help, you know, animals find a home is great.
Yeah. Well, the flyer
report
says no camera or recorders. I wonder if that's the venue or if that's You got a new policy?
I did not specify that, so I would imagine it's probably the venue. I didn't say that I wouldn't allow cameras.
Gateway Creamery, 1614 Kentucky in Joplin, Missouri.
The Gateway Creamery?
Yeah.
Wow.
That means it's like ice cream place or something?
What?
I wonder if that means it's an ice cream place.
I don't know. It's possible. It's possible. I guess anything is possible. You know, they rename all these places. They turn them into clubs, and they rename them with they remain true to the original, whatever there was there originally.
Right.
So maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe it was once a creamery, and now it's a discotheque or something like that. Who knows?
Well, Mark wasn't involved. We know it's a nice place. It'll be good.
Yeah, Mark's great. He's a great guy.
All right, very good.
So what's going on with you guys? Everybody looking forward to September?
Oh, we are really getting in high gear. Very,
yeah.
Very excited. Have you started learning your parts?
August 1st I start. What? What's funny about that?
No, I think that's fine. That's fine. I think we've heard that from somebody else. I can't remember who, but...
Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse's waiting until the 1st. I have some other stuff going on that really needs my immediate attention. So once I get that, I'll be done with that on the 31st of July, and then I can devote the rest of the time to playing the Todd record and the Healing record. You know, we've done over the years. I've done a lot, not a lot, but a good portion of the Todd record here and there. Like we used to do Last Ride when I first joined the band. And that was one of my favorite songs to do live with Todd because he sang the crap out of that song. And so I'm excited about doing that. And we used to do Heavy Metal Kids when I first joined the band too. So those are two songs from Todd that we're doing, plus the Lowest Common Denominator we've done. You know, we've done it a lot over the last few years. And there's at least one or two other songs that we've done before, or that I've done before, from that Todd record. I don't think I've ever done...
Also,
I'm sorry?
Healing as well. You did Healer, right?
Yeah, we never did it live. I mean, we never did it on tour. The only time that we did Healer was on Saturday Night Live. And that was a really, really big band. It was, there must have been about seven people on stage, seven musicians, not including two background singers. But that was myself, Roger Powell, Ralph Schuckett, Michael Shreves. I don't know if anybody remembers who Michael Shreves is, but
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we had him on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, he's the drummer from Santana.
Right.
You know, like if you watch the Woodstock movie when mm-hmm. Santana's playing, he's up there playing percussion, I believe. Or
14
yeah,
years old. Yeah.
He was 14?
Uh-huh. Youngest guy.
Wow.
Do not discuss it with him.
Yeah, or 19, Chris Williams says. I don't know. I thought it was 14. Crazy man, what do you...
No, he couldn't have been 14. No way.
Think
no
were.
Way.
Yeah, I think
no.
I think Chris Williams is right. He was about 18 or 19 at the time.
Okay. He was the youngest person there. How about that?
Okay, good.
Speaking of let's go
with that.
Yeah.
And Pat Travers was on guitar. Ralph Schuckett was on organ. Ernie Boom Boom Carter was playing drums. And Rory Dodd and Eric Troyer were singing backgrounds. And I think that's about it. That's the lineup. But it was just the only time that we played the song correctly was when it was broadcast live. We had never played the song without stopping, without making a huge train wreck of a mistake. The entire time we were in rehearsals and the run throughs for Saturday Night Live in the studio. So the only time we played the song from... No, I'm not finished, Doug. Wait a second. The only time
well,
we played...
we can't figure out what the hell you're doing back there. Are you
I'm taking some ice out. I'm taking some ice out of my refrigerator because I just need to have something to drink.
You're reducing the quality of our show.
I am? Why? I just, listen, I just rolled the pails out. Okay, I'm done. You can talk.
You guys did do Healer live. I think, I swear, it was on that tour when you guys wore all the camouflage, and I've got it on a DVD.
Nope.
No way.
You are incorrect, man.
Tom Heels, maybe. Okay. Tom Heels and Pulse one time.
No, we didn't do Tom Heels in camouflage. No way. Oh, maybe
you've
we
done
did.
It live.
I don't know.
You've done it live, right? No.
I don't know. I was still using drugs at that time, so I can't be responsible for anything.
Well, hey, I got a tip for you. I don't want to spoil it, but you may want to listen. There's an interview that somebody did for Backstage Access, and they're going to have the audio up soon. And Todd discusses what the band's going to be doing during the show. I think you might be interested in it.
Yeah, I know that I'm going to be playing some keyboards. I'm going to be playing some keyboards, and somebody just sent me a text, and I'm going to be playing keyboards. Yeah.
Now, this is more from the theatrical standpoint, but I'll leave it at that.
Oh, the theatrical standpoint?
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. What do you know that I don't?
I can't. It's not my interview. I can't run it. The guy told me in secrecy. I'll text it to you.
Come on. No. You tell me what I'm going to be doing, or I'll never speak to you again.
It's not like
you hear that.
It's not just two of you guys on the phone right now. There's a few hundred people listening.
Don't tell me I'm going to have to like learn how to juggle or something like that.
Nice.
That's only for the second album. No, the word is that I was given is something about costume changes being reduced on Todd because they're going to be increased somewhere else.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, that says a lot. Hey, I don't care. Just as long as I don't have to wear bell bottoms.
Never know.
I don't like bell bottoms. Michelle told me I have to wear bell bottom shorts. This is a kind of an oxymoron, but you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'm in touch with Rachel, and I just want to make sure that I mean, dress is very important to me. So. I need to have the correct dress in order to go on stage.
Yeah. Well.
Don't forget your shoes this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my shoes. I won't forget my shoes.
All right, so we've got a few callers on the line already. I won't hog all your time. If you're ready to take some, is that cool?
Sure.
All right, let's go. 618, you're with us.
We're 618. Hello, 618. Okay,
hello?
Next. Hey. Hello? Who's this?
Hi, Kevin.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah.
It's
Jen.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Hello, I'm doing good. Listen, first off, I wanted to congratulate you on knocking off those cigarettes.
Thank you very much.
Great move. My voice is still a little rough from having surgery after quitting those things and also having a 13-year-old. But anyway, speaking of 13-year-olds, Jamie, did you want to say hi or not? My son wanted to say hi, maybe. But anyway, I wanted to say that we are looking forward to the next phase in your musical career. I think it's going to be really exciting. And my sister and her husband and me and Jamie are coming to see the Healing and Todd thing in St. Louis. We don't, you know, we got a lot of responsibilities, so we don't get to see Todd or you much these days because, you know, responsibilities. But we're looking forward to it.
Oh,
and just keep up with what you're doing. Looking forward to the next phase in your musical career. And whatever special guest you got, is Todd going to be working on your album with you a little bit?
It's possible Todd might make an appearance, yes.
That would be terrific. And my son is trying to talk me into coming to Missouri to see you. He's itching to go on a road trip, so we might just come. He's a bass player and a trumpet player and a singer himself. He kind of became a bass player by accident, and he's really into playing the bass. He's a musical dude himself.
Well, just make sure he goes to school and gets a real job.
Well, he used to want to be a lawyer, and even Todd is like, dude, be a lawyer and a musician, and he has the opportunity to go to school, but he won't listen to anybody. He only wants to be a musician. And I'm like,
well,
horrified and proud,
that,
but
that,
hopefully
that,
he'll,
that,
hopefully
least,
he'll,
at least make sure.
Maybe you can tell him that, something.
Yeah, always
don't
have a girlfriend so you can have a place to live.
Well, I have a place to live, but I don't necessarily want him living with me when he's, you know, 50.
Yeah, well, what the definition of what's the joke? Oh, I forget it. Never mind. I forget the joke. Oh,
I told him he needs to.
What do you call a musician without a girlfriend?
Somebody that lives with his mother.
Homeless. Homeless. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you,
Nana. I told him he needs to learn to wait tables.
Okay, all right. Well, good talking to you. I'll see you later.
Thanks for calling.
Take care of yourself.
See you at the
gig. Okay, bye-bye.
Todd and Healing. Yeah, what if you had to dress up in the Feet Don't Fail Me Now outfit, even though it's not part of the show, you know?
I'm at a point in my life where it really doesn't matter anymore. It really doesn't. I don't care. You put me in a clown. I wear a bozo wig and a red nose. I don't care.
Awesome. 781, you're with us.
Hi, this is Eddie Brontis. How's everybody doing tonight?
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, Chasm. I was the guy at the Johnny D's that had the sheet music for Set Me Free that you graciously signed.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, I just had three quick questions. First question was, did you ever make it to Oregon last month?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. And another question I had is, can you tell me anything about the version 2 of the Kay Sultan bass? Are any upgrade features? What's the difference?
There's some new electronics in it, and the neck is a little bit better. But it's mostly about the electronics. The electronics had been swapped out, and it sounds a little bit better than version 1, or a little different. I don't know if it's better or not, but it's certainly just as good, if not better.
Are you playing that one now?
Yes, I am. I'm playing version 2 now.
Oh,
and
okay.
Is it available now?
I wasn't playing. Yes, it is available.
Great.
I wasn't playing it on the Johnson tour because didn't call for that kind of bass.
Kind of punchy, huh?
But I will be playing it on the upcoming Todd shows.
Fantastic. And then the last question I had, I don't even know if I'm allowed to ask this, but is there any progress on the album cover thing with the fan photos?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there's going to be a big announcement very shortly. As soon as I put the infrastructure for something like that takes a tremendous amount of time and energy because it has to work for everybody. It just can't work for instance, it can't just work for people with a PayPal account. It has to work for people that just have credit cards. It has to work for people that don't have a PayPal account or a credit card that want to send in a check. And it has to really be explained explained in such a way that nobody's confused about what they're getting themselves into. I mean, it's not really a big deal, but it does require a certain amount of setup that is pretty extensive, you know.
Right.
So I'm hoping that by the beginning of August, everything will be in place, and I'll be able to put the website up, and people can start sending their pictures in.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to seeing you in Akron in September, and I wish you all the best as always, and thanks for your time and your graciousness.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for the support, too. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll see you. Take care.
Thanks, hey, man, Eddie.
Bye. For calling in. Good call. Straight
bye.
To the point. Three good questions. I like it. All right, so let's go with one more we got here. 417, you're with us.
Hey, Doug Melchasm, it's Mark and Joplin.
Hey, man.
Hey, Mark,
how are you? We were just talking about you.
that's what I heard. Anyway, I just basically wanted to phone up and tell Chasm, thank you very much for coming to Joplin and agreeing to perform for the shelter.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's a very cool venue, and it's going to be really good.
Yeah, actually, I'm really looking forward to it. And how many people do you think we're going to get?
250.
Whoa! Oh, excellent. Oh, so you have a cutoff point then, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's maximum capacity.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll sell it out.
Oh, good. We'll have to do a big sing-along then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At one point or another. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, what's up with the name of that place? Did it used to be an ice cream store?
Like 1800s to the early 1900s, it was actually a creamery, and they produced dairy products and stuff there.
Cool. What did they tell you?
Yeah, it's been converted to like a performance, special events type space, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
Got a nice elevated stage. And
good. Hey, Mark, are you going to be in Akron?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Oh, great. Okay, well, we'll be able to... Yeah, we'll have a nice little chat about it when we get to Akron, when I see you in Akron, because that's going to be a fun gig too. But I'm really looking forward to coming to Missouri, and thanks for having me.
Oh yeah, our pleasure, definitely, and it's going to be a great time, definitely, and I will definitely sell it out.
Oh, good.
October 23rd.
Okay.
Right. Cool.
All right. Hey, Doug, I'm going to have to run now, but I just wanted to say, in a couple minutes, I can take one or two more calls, but I just wanted to get this in before I split. I wanted to make sure that people were aware of the solo show in Akron on the morning of the first show, right? Have you guys been talking
September
about
5th?
That?
Yeah,
is it September 5th?
Yep.
I'm bad with dates. September 5th, and what else? Oh, my record that I'm currently working on. It's going to be really, really good, and there's going to be a lot of people involved in it. And I'm really hoping that that once the website is up, I can come back on and start talking about that. I know that that a lot of people are asking about it, and yeah, you're going to be able to have your picture on my record. It'll all be explained when the website goes up, and there'll be a little video on there of me telling you exactly what it is you can expect.
Cool. We'd like to have you on then, because we want to send some fun photos for that album.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that you can send as many photos as you like, but you know, each photo that you send costs. Another submission fee.
Sure.
Yeah. As long as everybody's aware of it.
That's good thinking there. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, it's really the only way we can do it and be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And it's also important that people know that in any photo, there can only if you're submitting a photo with a person in it, can only be one person in the photo. Can't be more than one person, because you can get people that put, you know, seven people in a picture and then. Only pay for one photo placement, and that's kind of unfair to people who just, you know, put one picture on. Anyway.
So you're saying
it can be a picture of that person with you, right?
Yes, it can. Yes. I do not count as a person.
Chasm, this Rock Fest has done a
Chasm,
number on
you. You're really
you.
Down on yourself today, aren't you?
wait, what did you say, Mel?
I said this Rock Fan Fest has really done a number on you.
I'm totally beside myself. Listen, I just put out the garbage, and the dog is jumping at the back door, wanting to get out. One more call.
Okay, and all right. So, Groupie Gear, chasmstore.com has tickets already for some of these gigs we're talking about. 561, you're with us. Make it quick, please. Chasm has to walk his dog.
516.
516. I used to be 516.
Oh.
Hey, I know who this is. I can't mistake. You can't mistake that voice.
And you can't.
that smoky, sexy voice.
It's my voice.
Hi, EJ.
Doug Ford. Calls him Doug Ford.
Doug, is that how I say it?
The internet.
Yeah, the internet?
Doug Ford on the internet.
No, I do not talk like that.
I'm replacing Fran Drescher. All right. I can't wait to the beach party. That'll be a beach ball.
Right. Yes. Now, you know that there's going to be a topless contest there, a wet T-shirt. We're going to have a wet T-shirt contest with guys and girls.
Garden as I'm watering my plants.
Okay, good.
but nobody sees it. And congratulations on your, what is that, Super Soaps weekend at Disney you're doing at the tables, signing autographs with Susan Lucci and Erica Slezak.
What?
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 What? What are you talking about?
Rock on.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to interview. They asked me if I wanted to interview somebody, and I said, yeah, absolutely. But they never got back to me about it. So I think I'm going to do a panel thing, and who knows what I'm going to do. I have no idea. I'm just going to be there. I'll be there walking around. They'll probably have me sweeping up after people. Who knows?
It sounds like the old fan fest they had in Nashville with George Jones and Merle, or the old Super Soaps weekend at Disney.
Telling you, it's just like that scene in The Wrestler. It's going to be just like that.
Somebody's got to videotape this for us.
But I'm really looking forward to that beach ball party, and it should be strange at, let's see, what is that? That's set up for noon, right?
Yes.
Or is it midnight?
No, it's noon.
No.
Doug wouldn't let us do it at night.
Both no. Times.
We're all asleep then. We're all old people.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will be. It will absolutely.
Well, EJ, do you have an outfit already picked out for the beach ball? You and
only
Steve?
Three.
Three?
No, I do have one that I've chosen. I do have one.
Chasm, do you have yours yet?
Carrie told me I do, yes. I don't know about it. Carrie wants me to wear a wetsuit.
We don't need no television.
Yeah, exactly.
Only if you wear the original black rubber Lloyd Bridges slippers with it.
Okay.
All right. New York talk there.
From Sea Hunt.
All right. Very good.
Anyway, do great for the animals and pets out in Joplin, Missouri. I'm sorry. That's like off the planet for me.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of people.
Well.
But well, Mark's going to sell it out anyway.
I can assure you it's not off the planet. It's just, it's the Midwest.
Yeah, well, we need to be back here in Florida one of these days.
Okay. And, yeah, I'd love to come back to Florida.
I know that you must have a lot of old friends from the old musicians exchange hangouts and those kind of people that I know that you know that you must have played with that would be dying to play with you again, right?
Well, I have no idea. All I know is that the rest of this year I have my work cut out for me.
But wait a minute. You've got an ECD, and I can't wait to hear songs. Oh, by the way, I have on Facebook, and I think I linked it to your page. I'm always running through my backyard. It's actually been a certified butterfly garden by the North American Butterfly Association for like 3 years. So in the background, I have you singing Harry Nilsson's Remember, and it's actually quite beautiful, even though it's...
Oh, that's very nice.
So you'll find that somewhere linked in your old page or on mine.
Okay.
That's what I do. I play with worms in the mud, and then when it comes to party time, we dress up.
There you go. Now you're talking. Well,
all right, EJ, we got our next guest on. I got to run. Chasm, got to run.
Right.
People, good luck and everything. Doug.
Bye, EJ. Bye-bye.
Website looks wonderful. Bye, Chasm.
Thanks. Bye, EJ.
Bye-bye.